Welcome to Shor Machshava on the Daf. We're holding in Zvochim Daf Memvov. The Mishnah in Amud Beis tells us L'shem Shisha Dvorim HaZevach Nizbach. There are six kavanas that you have to have in the Zevach, in a Korban. The third one is L'shem Hashem. And the sixth one is L'shem Nichoyach. And the Gemara explains, what does it mean L'shem Nichoyach? L'shem HaNachas Ruach. Doing Nachas Ruach the Kodesh Baruch Hu, as Rashi says in Tabeis Amud Beis. And then, what does it mean? L'shem Hashem, L'shem Mish Omer V'Hoyo Oilom, to do it for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We discussed this in Yonim within the big shir in the beginning of the Masechta, the shir which was HaKdomo to say the Kodshim, and HaKdomo to this Maseches. And let's go now into one detail that we discussed there and expand upon it. The Be'er Ma'am Chaim has a sefer called Shara Tefilo. And that sefer is printed at Shuvo of the Be'er Ma'am Chaim, where he answers back to the Noyde B'Yudah regarding the L'Shem Yichud, should you say L'Shem Yichud or not, which we discuss in Daf Beis. And there in Siman Dalet, the Be'er Ma'am Chaim brings our Mishnah. And he says, what does it mean that you have L'Shem Hashem and L'Shem Nichoyach? It seems to be a repetition. You're doing for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon. What is the difference if I'm doing it L'Shem Hashem for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sh'omer V'Hoy Ha'olam, or I'm doing L'Shem Nichoyach, that to make Nachas Ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Isn't it the same? What are the two different thoughts over here? So says the Be'er Ma'am Chaim that there's two inyonim, two kavanas to the mitzvah. One is the kavana to do the mitzvah Hashem, Shetziva HaMitzvah Saseh Zu. I'm doing what Hashem said to do. The second thing is Lechaven Inyono V'Tam HaPnimius Shebo. I want to have the effect of the mitzvah, what the mitzvah brings to fruition. So more clearly is to do Hashem's, what Hashem says, and then to have the effect of the mitzvah. To explain what he says, and maybe in a little different direction, but it's probably the same idea, is we want to say what we mentioned there in Daf Beis as follows. This part is mentioned is in a tshuva and a discussion between the Be'er Ma'am Chaim and the Noyde B'Yudah. Should you say L'Shem Yichud or not? There was one of the big arguments between the Misnagdim and the Chassidim. Should you say L'Shem Yichud before mitzvah or not? The Rebbe Yehuda said, don't say it because people can make a mistake, as we saw in the Beis Amud Beis. That's why we have in our Mishnah, the Beis Din said not to have these kavanas. The Be'er Ma'am Chaim says, that's regarding korbanos, not the gabbi mitzvahs. Now what is the nusach L'Shem Yichud? The nusach is, L'yached Shem Yudke Bevovke B'Yichud HaSholem. To connect the Yudke and the Vovke. What does it mean? What is the connection of Yudke and Vovke? So the Shlo, in several places, speaks about the Inyonim of Yudke Vovke, and it'll explain what he says based on what I heard from my Rebbe, Ramur Shapir Zatzal. It says as follows. The name of Hashem has two parts, Yudke and Vovke. The Yud and the He, and the Vov and the He. The Yud and the He represent the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch, which is in the Elyonim. The Gilui Hashem, I'm up there on top. This is what he intends for the world to be. The Vavei, it's how it's implemented down in the world. The Gilui Hashem here in the Tachtonim. That's the reason that when you have a misnaget, something that comes against the Gilui HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he affects only the Vavei. Where do we see that? By Amalek. It says when Amalek came to fight, so it says, Ein Hashem Sholem, Ve'ein Akisa Sholem, Achi Mochez Zara Shel Amalek. The name of Hashem is incomplete, and the kis is incomplete, until Amalek is gone. So therefore, the name of Hashem is only Yud-Kei, not Yud-Kei Vov-Kei. Why Yud-Kei yes, and the Vov-Kei not? Because the Vov-Kei is the Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu here in the world. If there's Amalek, Amalek comes and hides it, and conceals it. But the Yud-Kei is up in the Elyonim. There, the Amalek has no Hashpah. As the Shlo quotes the Arizal, the Pasuk says in Zechariah, so it says the Shlo, the name of the Arizal, that the name of Hashem is going to change from being Yud Kei and then Vav Kei to being Yiyeh, Yud and Hey and Yud and Hey. Why? Now Yud Kei is the Kavon El Yoino, that's there in El Yoinim. The way it's revealed in the Achtoinim, when it's revealed, it's not exactly as in El Yoinim. It's a Vav and Hey. Up there it's Yud and Hey. Here it's a Vav and Hey. Because in this world, we can't really reflect the Kodesh Baruch Hu fully. But La'asid Lavoi, it's going to be different. the Yud and the Hey above will be reflected down here in the bottom exactly. And that's why the name of Hashem will be Yiyeh Yudke Yudke. So a kuponim, we see the Yudke is the Rotzon Elyon. And the Vavke is the way it's revealed here. That's L'Shem Yichud. Shem Yichud is, let's connect the Yudke B'Vavke B'Chud Hasholim. Let's have the Rotzon Elyon of Hashem and the way it's implemented and revealed here connected completely. Meaning, let's bring the Gilui Hashem to fruition. Seemingly, this is the same structure the Be'er Maim Chaim is suggesting regarding L'Shem Hashem and L'Shem Nichoyach. L'Shem Hashem is, we want to do what Kadosh Baruch Hu told us to do something and we're following it. L'Shem Nichoyach is, what are we accomplishing with this mitzvah? Is the revelation here in the world. Maybe that's not exactly as the Be'er Maim Chaim says it, but it connects beautifully to what he says and connects beautifully to the subject that he's talking about. L'Shem Yichud is the connection of the Vavke to the Yudke. And L'Shem Nichoyach means to reveal how the Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants comes here in the world. L'Shem Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to do it. That's the Rotzon Elyon. L'Shem Nichoyach, this is how it's implemented coming out to fruition, how we're bringing the Vavke to be connected to the Yudke. V'hadvarim nifloim ad lemoid. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shomachshava Shiurim, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.